Hi, this is SDM Assistant Editor Courtney Wolf, and I'm here with Guardian Protection President Brian Cipolletti and Guardian's Vice President of Marketing, Kevin Bish. Guardian Protection has been dedicated to life safety and the monitoring of property since its inception in 1950. The nation's largest privately held security company, Guardian provides an array of services to more than 250,000 residential and commercial customers. Now, there are some exciting changes coming for the company. Brian and Kevin, can you tell us what's going on?
Yeah, hi, Courtney. This is Brian. Boy, we have a lot of things going on around here. And it starts with a group of relatively new leaders. Myself, I've only been here, this will be my second year. But among our whole executive team, nobody has been here longer than 5 years. And with that new leadership, we've got a new primary focus, and that focus is on our employees and on our culture. And the phrase we use is that we're trying to create a culture of employee engagement and connectedness. So over the course of the last year, and Kevin calls them listening tours, but I've gone throughout our organization, throughout our branch offices, and met with our technicians and salespersons and the administrative people to talk with them and hear from them. And boy, we have and are generating a lot of energy and enthusiasm throughout our company. And we're making a lot of changes. We're implementing some new technologies and some process improvements that allow us to be a little more nimbler and to better serve our customers and to better execute on our initiatives. And we're also repositioning ourselves for long-term profitable growth. Not growth at any cost, and that's resulted in us narrowing our focus, but also investing where we think we can be great. And we invest in new technologies, we've been investing in process simplification, and over the last year we have really begun investing in brand awareness.
Yeah, and I'll jump in here and say that, you know, sort of on top of all that, all those changes that Brian talked about, is that what became clear is that now was really the right time to make a change to our brand as well. So internally, we're modernizing, simplifying, streamlining everything that Brian talked about to deliver a better customer experience. And what we really wanted to do is make sure that our brand could reflect that. So we've done a couple things to, quite frankly, simplify our brand and how we present ourselves to consumers. So, for example, you know, going forward, we're gonna show ourselves simply as Guardian Protection, which is a little bit of a change from the past. And then we've also refreshed our logo and identity again, so that it's just simpler, stronger, a much better presence that we can show to the world. That again, I think, really reflects who we are internally and all the changes that are happening.
And so, what was the initial inspiration then for this brand refresh? What sort of factors influenced your decision to do this?
So Guardian has a rich, very impressive history from our founding roots in 1950 to one of the leading security companies in the country today. And with any leading company, over time, there has to be change. And there's been so many positive changes these past few years, evolving culture, technology, this recommitment to fundamentals, again, all focused on delivering the best experience possible to our customers. And then sort of on top of that, you know, over the past decade in our industry, there's been an incredible amount of change as well, with smarter technology, more complexity, more services. And you sort of add all those together, and it becomes clear that our brand really needed to evolve as well. So that's kind of the inspiration. We have so many great things going on for this company. We want to make sure that our brand and our logo really reflect that.
And you guys have sort of mentioned that your new logo is the tip of the iceberg. So what is the foundational strategy resting deep underneath the ocean then?
Yeah, good question, Courtney. And, you know, this tip of the iceberg, that's an interesting metaphor, because, of course, at the tip of the iceberg, like the logo, is very visible. But really what matters is what's behind that logo. I mean, you know, the companies can have a great logo, but not have a good organization that supports it. So what we're all about in the behind the logo, the foundational strategy, as I mentioned earlier, is the foundation is to focus on the people and the culture. And because we're convinced that if we have that right environment of people and culture, that we'll be able to execute well regardless of what the future may hold in terms of competition, technology, or even customer expectations.
And so what would you say this brand refresh says about where Guardian Protection is heading in the marketplace then?
So, well, I'll tell you, just, you know, build on a little bit what Kevin said. You know, although I've only been here a couple of years, Guardian was a great, strong company with impressive roots prior to that and a long history of focusing on quality. But we knew we had the potential to be a lot better. So to try to, you know, uncover and exploit that potential, we kind of embarked on a journey of introspection to take a fresh look at our mission and our vision statements, kind of who we are and how we could be great. But, you know, what we realized kind of quickly is success for us going forward will require some different views on growth and kind of evolving away from things that we were doing that were becoming outdated and kind of counterproductive and ultimately hindering our ability to execute well. So we've, from an operating strategy, have changed our focus a little bit to, you know, identifying markets where we can leverage our brand and execute well, and also focusing on eliminating complexity, older, antiquated systems, focus on simplifying processes, narrowing our focus to product, services, geography, and ultimately focusing on execution. Because, you know, we believe that as our industry continues to evolve, whether it's technology, competition, customer expectations, for us to not only survive but to grow, we need to be great. And that really revolves around a foundation of employee engagement, connectedness, continuous improvement, and the ability to be able to execute well.
Absolutely. And so when Guardian rebranded in 2015, you guys seemed to put a major emphasis on the smart home and the fact that there was this traditional security company now in the home automation business. Your new tagline following that rebrand was actually the heart of the connected home. Is there a new tagline with this brand refresh?
I'll grab that one so I don't let Brian speak the whole time here. So that was a little before my time. I wasn't here in 2015, but I think that certainly all is important, right? So Guardian has definitely evolved from a traditional security company to one that's leveraging technology, modern approaches, again, everything to sort of deliver better service to our customers. And on top of that, truly is integrating smart home technologies and automation into the core offerings of our customers. So all that's true. But this brand evolution, this step we're taking is really about much more than just a tagline. It's really about, as Brian talked about, it's about the people, the culture, everything we do, how we do it. It's sort of a bottoms-up or inside-out type of evolution or step. So, you know, there are several foundational elements to our brand, our mission, our vision, our brand idea, which really highlights how life is better when it's safe. But, you know, we fully anticipate having many different marketing campaigns, and they will probably have different taglines as a part of those campaigns. And we see it more similar to how we customize our products for our customers. We're going to customize those type of lines to fit the campaign. And they'll always be true to the brand, but they're going to vary by campaign.
Okay. And so also, can you sort of describe what the new logo looks like?
Courtney, I thought you'd never ask this question. I've been waiting. This is a good one. So a number of things have changed with the logo. Obviously, much easier if we can show you versus listening to the podcast. But I'll do my best here. So, you know, first and foremost is we've evolved the name. So rather than Guardian Protection Services, we're Guardian Protection. Another key evolution is really the color. So Guardian has traditionally been kind of a purple and a maroon, and what we've done is really strengthened and deepened the purple. We believe purple is unique in this industry, so we wanted to sort of take that and run with that even further. But as a security company, we wanted that to be strong and deep. And then the maroon felt a little outdated, so that's been eliminated, and we just have a good, robust gray to go with it. So we've simplified the colors, and we've sort of strengthened them. On top of that, one of the challenges with the logo today, the sort of the old logo now, is that it's a little bit inflexible. It's sort of one size fits all, but what you find in all the different places we want to put it from a marketing and advertising perspective, or even on apparel, is that it becomes a little bit hard to use because of how it's shaped and sort of the size of some of the fonts and things like that. So our newer logo is very flexible. We have multiple versions. So we have a vertical version. We have a horizontal version. Each of those different versions is wrapped in a shield. So we've evolved and replaced our traditional chevrons with a shield that really connotes protection, safety, security, and the sort of the design of the shield is very modern, clean, smart. Again, all things that sort of evoke and sort of project what we are as a company. So overall, it's more modern, bold, it's unique. We're very proud of it. We're excited to show it to the world. We're excited to roll it out to customers. And as we go over time here, we'll start to put the new logo on everything and anything that has to do with Guardian Protection.
Huh. It sounds like quite a few changes. And I know that when you guys last rebranded, you felt it was important to retain much of the same look of the previous logo, but with, you know, more small nuanced updates. Did you approach this the same way at all, or did you just want to do something completely different?
So again, I think this was before my time, and so I would agree from what I can see of the 2015 effort is that was a little bit more nuanced. This is more of a brand evolution to really capture the true nature of where we are today and where we're going as a business and culture. So I'm confident employees are going to love it, customers are going to like it, and all leading brands evolve their logos over time. So now is really the right time for us to take this particular step.
And do you see this new branding effort working to attract new talent to Guardian?
I'll take that one, Courtney.
Go for it.
I got to give Kevin a break here.
Fired.
Yeah, I mean, we really do, and it's not really the brand; it's the brand of the logo itself, right? Because the branding effort's really kind of an outward reflection of who we are becoming as an organization. You know, it's the fresh, modern look for a fresh, new, attractive culture in our company. And as I mentioned earlier, our principal focus is on employees and the culture. And the phrase, once again, engagement and connectedness, because we feel that when employees feel engaged, when what they do is valuable, when their work is valued, and they feel connected to the organization, to their peers, to all that work in and around them, it creates an environment, really, for them to perform at their best. And when they do feel engaged and connected and are performing at their best, it's fun. It's rewarding. And that's contagious. So, you know, people inside the organization want to stay here. And others, you know, not part of the organization on the outside, want to join and be part of something that's fun and rewarding and successful. So with the group of employees who are engaged to succeed, we also focus on, you know, one of our other pillars is to provide an environment where we focus on execution. Because whatever the challenge, you know, however the industry may change, whatever may happen with technology, we believe that if we have a culture where employees are engaged in their work and connected with one another, in an environment where we focus and provide a framework on or for execution, then we'll be successful no matter what the future may hold. And we honestly, we think that's the type of, you know, smart security company people would want to work for.
It's also a lot more fun.
It's totally
right,
fun.
Absolutely. Guardian takes a lot of pride in its dealer program and what it adds to the company. Does this brand refresh include any changes to that program?
Well, I tell you, Courtney, we are fortunate, and you were with us at ISC, and we're able to see, we're fortunate to work with a great group of dealers,
right,
who not only just simply sell us accounts, but are truly partners with us in business. And I know that's a phrase that's thrown around a lot and sometimes gets watered down, but we really do feel like we have a partner relationship with our dealers. And at that dealer conference that we had right before ISC West last month, we spent some time with our dealer partners and shared with them our vision, our strategy, and our kind of rebrand initiative, you know, as much as we could tell them at that time. So, you know, we think the impact of this will help our dealers in the same way it helps us, Guardian, and our existing organization. It'll enhance our visibility in our markets. But our strategy, to be great and to focus, has some limitations on geography. So we want to focus in markets in our footprint. We're not really interested in adding customers outside that footprint. So that presents some challenges to the dealers, really as well as us. But we want our dealers to focus more in our core markets to take advantage of the increasing brand awareness that we're generating from investments we're making in those markets. I mean, we're doing sports team affiliations, a lot of community event sponsorships. We're doing radio and TV advertising. And we think that's valuable for Guardian and our dealer partners. So all in all, we think it's a big plus for our dealers.
Yeah, and well, now I have a question sort of unrelated to the refresh. Guardian was the Monitoring Association's 2015 Excellence Award winner in the category of Central Station of the Year. Is there anything new to your guys' Central Station since winning that award?
Well, I'll tell you, Kevin, between Kevin and me, neither of us are really as equipped, say, as Jason Bradley, who's our vice president, who oversees customer care and Central Station operations for us, to answer as well as him. But I can tell you, one, we're honored and have been since 2015 to receive that award or that honor as a Central Station of the Year. And that for us was kind of acknowledgement and appreciation for the hard work that our team does here day in, day out to continue to provide, you know, quality monitoring service to our customers. Because, you know, unlike some others, we do have our own central station. So we've got a greater degree of care, I think, and control in, you know, serving and supporting the ever-changing needs of our customers. So we have continued to make improvements in technology, certain functionality, things like verified alarm response. So we continue to do that. And you know, technology and user accessibility, that's kind of part of the story. But some of the things that we've been doing really in our central station and care organization since then is focusing on, you know, connecting with our customers on a human level as opposed to a transactional one. And that's consistent with the theme in our culture of employee engagement and connectivity. We take that same kind of thinking and philosophy to our customers. So, you know, customer relationships we've taken it kind of to a new level and a real purpose. And even a theme within that care organization is that, you know, we care here at Guardian Protection, and we want to make sure our customers know it. And our central station operations and activities reflect that.
And it's a great team over there, too. They all really love what they do. They take a lot of pride in it. And the rest of the company really recognizes that, too. So that's a great relationship between them and everybody else within the organization. And that really helps us focus on, again, what we do is at the end of the day about serving our customers and providing a great service that can really truly help save a life or save property or whatever it might be.
Well, thank you so much, Brian and Kevin, for taking the time to speak with us today and explain this great brand refresh Guardian is undergoing. It's so exciting. And as always, if anyone listening at home has any questions or comments on anything discussed today, please email me at wolfc@bnpmedia.com or call at 847-405-4032.